Welcome on in, everyone. It is the round of 12 coming up here. We've got Texas, Talladega, and the Roval coming up over the next 3 weeks here in the NASCAR Cup Series. The Xfinity Series are in the playoffs now. The Truck Series are in the midst of their next round. So we've got a lot of action to talk about. With me is Dalton Hopkins. Welcome back, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was, you know, I just rode into my Gator down here in Florida. I rode out of the swamp. You texted me earlier today, and I was like, well, I better get out of my the lake that I'm in right now. So I rode back in, got my mic, went ahead and grabbed my mic, and I'm ready to go. So I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, if you needed to grab your mic, maybe you need to add a holster to your Gator for the mic and just go in the side of it. But yeah, we're talking all things Texas, mostly, at least, as they go to the Lone Star State this weekend. There's a lot to go over, and there's a lot of predictions we need to do, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But first, I want to start with this, because Texas, we had the All-Star Race earlier this year, which we'll get into the North Wilkesboro edition and the All-Star Race changing a little bit later. But we had Texas with the All-Star Race, which is most remembered for Ross Chastain taking flight off of Kyle Busch and the Ryan Blaney window net stuff. Not so much for the racing, which Texas has been very, I was going to say hit or miss, but it's more miss than hit racing-wise over the last, it feels like, decade or so. Kind of an underwhelming All-Star Race, even with the next-gen car. What can be done to save this track, and what kind of racing are we going to see this weekend?
Well, what can be done aside from, reconfiguration? I think it's just Texas is a track that when they repaved it, it just doesn't work anymore for NASCAR or IndyCar. It really just seems to be that type of track that every time we go there, we roll our eyes more than any other track that we go to. And we say, all right, well, let's just put up with it for one more weekend. So it's kind of a good thing that we're down to one weekend for next year. I actually genuinely feel bad for the folks that actually go there, that work there. It's not their fault. That's the way the track is, but they're doing their best to promote it, but it's easily the most infamous track on the circuit right now. As for what they can do, I don't know. They tried it already. They tried to make it into the All-Star Race. They tried to make it more exciting, and that didn't really work out all that much. The only thing we remember from the All-Star Race was, of course, the Ryan Blaney window net accident, like you mentioned, in Ross Chastain, getting his pilot's license. So now that we're going back there in Texas, what do we remember aside from, some controversy from NASCAR race control in the window net and a crash? And then every year we go there, we see the same highlight of Michael McDowell crashing and qualifying, which, of course, is not a Texas-based thing. It's just somebody crashing and qualifying. So, there's really no memorable moments that I can actually think of Texas, at least with this configuration that we have right now. It's just not an interesting track. Maybe, I hate to say it, but, maybe we take the Atlanta approach. Maybe we make it into something that's, it may be cheap. It might be potato chips to high quality cuisine, but if it's potato chips, at least potato chips I'll keep eating. I enjoy,
That's true.
It's good racing at Atlanta. It's fun to watch, at least, it's cheap, but it's fun to watch. Maybe it's time to just make it into something new.
Well, if nothing else turned people off from Texas, I'm sure a couple years ago, sitting through 3 days worth of racing there as fog and rain and all this stuff prevented them from getting it done until, Tuesday, Wednesday of the following week, and Kyle Busch ending up winning that. That week felt like forever, and it didn't help that it was in the midst of COVID and everything felt like it was forever. But I'm sure that didn't help things. And luckily this weekend, it looks like we're in for a 95 degree day and 20% chance of rain. So that's good. But in terms of chaos, we thought this is the round everyone looks at, because yeah, Texas, you're going to get the race you're going to get. Talladega, Super Speedway, Roval, we've had drama there. It seems like every single year we've gone there. But we thought last round was chaotic. Non-playoff winners sweeping it with Eric Jones and Bubba Wallace and Chris Buescher. We start with Texas. But after that is a super speedway, a road course. It feels like as much of a crapshoot as last round turned out to be, this might be even more chaotic.
Yeah, for Texas, I think when it comes to this round, I think Texas will get our first playoff winner our actual playoff winner. And when it comes to the rest of the next two races after that, Talladega and Charlotte Roval, it's like you said, it is a crapshoot. I think the first three races have been, in a word, you know, just fantastic. When it comes to winners, at least, wow. Who had money on three non-playoff winners sweeping the round of 16?
I don't think
anybody had money on that. Before this year, nobody, no driver had ever swept the first two. No non-playoff driver had ever, I'm wording this wrong.
Yeah.
The first two races have not been swept by two non-playoff drivers. And now we have three in a row. So it just really kind of goes to show that this season has already been super competitive. It's already been kind of a wild card no matter where we go. Texas, I don't know, this weekend, I think is kind of predictable. I would imagine probably a playoff driver is probably going to win. But then when we go to Talladega or Charlotte Roval, I think that trend, at least for one of them, that trend is going to continue. We're going to get that record-breaking 20th winner. I think it's going to happen for Talladega or the Roval. I think it's only a matter of time at this point, really. And we have so many drivers that still haven't won yet. Truex, Blaney, just two right off the top of my head. It's going to be a wild next 2 weeks after Texas, of course.
Well, and to toot my own horn a little bit, my phone has been like lighting up all day because I tweeted out the video where we did our predictions last year for 2022. And I said we'd get at least 20 different winners and that Trackhouse would get both cars in the playoffs, advance to the round of 12, both of them, and get three wins across. And all of that, we're one away from the 20th winner, but everything else, I'm apparently psychic. I don't know. That's the only thing I've been psychic for this year, though. I'll say that. So it's like a once a year thing. But as we go into this weekend, predictions-wise, because Texas, like we were saying, more predictable. Who have you got winning, and who are the four way ahead of time that you've got being eliminated from the round of 12?
Well, when it comes to Texas, I think there's – what can we go off of? You know, what do we go off of the All-Star race? Well, in that case, if I'm going to go off the All-Star race, it's going to be Ryan Blaney. You know, the next gen car has just completely, you know, changed up everything. It's completely changed up the way we think about each track. So, because last year we loved the short tracks and we couldn't stand the intermediates, and now it's completely flopped. It's completely flip flopped. It's different now. It's completely swapped. It's the short tracks are the ones that we seem to be not enjoying as much, while the intermediate tracks are fun, except for Texas. So, you know, You know, going as his intermediate, the really only thing I could think of is who won the All-Star race, and that was Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is one of the drivers that still hasn't won this year. I feel pretty good that he had a terrible, terrible night at Bristol. He really wants to come back and, you know, and try to get himself. Would be amazing if he won his way into the round of eight. That'd be something special. If he doesn't make it, I think Kyle Larson would be another person to watch. He was good there last year. He swept both the All-Star race and the regular race there last year. So he's someone to watch too. But as far as this point, you know, as far as it goes, those are my two guys for right now. But I'm going to lean towards Ryan Blaney.
I was leaning Blaney as well. But if in the interest of keeping everything different, I think I'm going to say a playoff driver is going to win, and I think that's going to be Hamlin. I think that 11 team, I think they're still my title pick. I think they finally get it done this year, and I think they're going to win this weekend at Texas, avoiding the Ryan Blaney pick, but he would be my number one, I think. I'll do Blaney and Hamlin the way you did Blaney and Larson. And as for the second four drivers eliminated from the playoffs, a couple of surprise eliminations last round with Harvick and Kyle Busch and Tyler Reddick, if we're being completely honest. Who do you have dropping out of the playoffs in the second round?
For these next four rounds, realistically, I'm going to say who knows, right? It's Talladega and the Roval we're talking about. I mean, after Texas, of course, I think somebody's going to lock themselves in. So yeah, I already said Blaney or Larson is probably going to lock themselves in. So I'm going to exclude them real quick. I think that's a smart choice. Even though Blaney is eighth on the points, I think he's going to be okay. I think he'll make the next round. However,
yeah, he won a Talladega twice.
He did. You're very good. And he won the Roval.
And the Roval. And the Roval. Yes.
So, There's Blaney's I think he's gonna be okay for the round of eight. So I'm gonna exclude him. But let's look at the bottom four. We have Chase Briscoe, Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, and Austin Cindric. So I'm gonna go ahead right off the bat and say Cindric and Briscoe don't make the round of eight. Look, the fact that they've made it this far is absolutely astonishing. Great for them. What a great first season for Austin Cindric and a great season for Briscoe. What a great season, his sophomore season for Briscoe. And then Bowman, I'm actually going to exclude him because he's been running really well for the last couple of weekends. I think he might be kind of okay. I think Suarez might just barely not make it. And then I'm going to choose a surprise driver to not make it as well. And I'm going to go with Ross Chastain. I think he doesn't make it into the round of eight as well. He's just been lacking. He's been off form ever since ever since the playoffs have began. He hasn't really been as strong as he was. Even before the playoffs, he hasn't been as strong as he was at the beginning of the year. So there's my four. I'm going to go with Cindric. I'm going to go with Suarez, Chastain, and Briscoe. Those are my four drivers that don't make the round of eight.
So I'm in agreement on a couple of them. I'm also going with Austin Cindric and Chase Briscoe. I'm also going with Daniel Suarez. So that's three of mine. And I think the surprise elimination, because I feel like we're going to get at least one of those every round this postseason, I'm going to go with William Byron, because Ross Chastain, I thought about. I have confidence in him at road courses and at super speedways, both of which he's won at this year. And he's third in points going into this round, which isn't saying much given how close the reset points are, but I'm going to go William Byron. I just think there's going to be some stroke of bad luck that befalls him and some other playoff drivers, Talladega, maybe the Roval, that ends up knocking them out of the playoffs. We're going to get that surprise elimination. I was teetering between Bowman and Byron, but I'm going to lean Byron. He's had some good finishes in recent weeks. He's just been very quiet in recent weeks. So that's what we've got for predictions. I'm probably not going to be as psychic as I was during our preseason predictions at the end of last year. But Dalton, thanks so much for joining me, man. Really appreciate it. And this is going to be a fun round. I'm excited. Maybe not Texas, but the rest of it's going to be a fun round.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Texas will surprise us, but I'm not counting on it. But I appreciate being on here. I'm really looking forward to the next 3 weeks. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, hoping the playoff chaos injects a bit of excitement into Texas. And the three guys from Top Gun Maverick are going to be there as Grand Marshals and Flag Wavers. So I'm excited for that. So,
oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the racing during this playoff round. Dalton, thanks so much again. You can follow all of our coverage on @FrontStretch on Twitter, @FrontStretch on YouTube, myself @AdamAndCheek on Twitter, Dalton @PitLaneLT on Twitter, and you can check out our recap on Sunday from Texas.